The Italian government and Italy's fashion industry have agreed to a code of conduct to ban ultra-thin models from the catwalk. This is part of a nationwide campaign against eating disorders. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Designers at work.
Fashionistas have their own 24-hour TV channel. As the camera zooms onto the skimpy clothes, Anna Passotti of the fashion house La Perla describes her latest collection.
For what concerns the length of this collection, is everything very, very short.
The reed-thin models strut down the catwalk. Their collarbones and ribs stick out from under their pallid skin. Their faces are vacant and unhealthy. For years now, emaciated has been the in look. In top-end Italian shops, it's hard to find sizes above a 12. So women here are beginning to say there is such a thing as being too thin. This is now a favorite talk show topic. Rosanna Cancellieri covers fashion for Italy's Rai television.
Il loro modello è un modello assolutamente sottile.
Designers love thin models. They serve as clothes hangers. The message they're sending is thin is beautiful. But what these models really look like is cadavers, zombies who never smile, who look like they hate the world.
Purtroppo la moda la fa lo stilista.
One guest, a tall, skinny model who says she works in the fashion capital Milan, agreed it's design who impose the hyper-thin, androgynous image. You can't work, she said, if you're not a size 8 or better yet, a 6. She acknowledged that many models have serious eating disorders. Another guest, a nutritionist, said up to 80% of models in Italy are underweight. 3 million Italians are said to suffer from anorexia and bulimia. Psychologists say the fashion industry alone cannot be blamed for an increase in eating disorders. But designers were put on the hot seat after the death of an Uruguayan model from heart failure in August after she went several days without eating. And last month, a Brazilian model who was 5'8" tall and weighed 88 pounds died of anorexia. Organizers of the Madrid Fashion Week in September were the first to ban underweight models. But it's the powerful Italian fashion industry that helps set global definitions of female beauty. Italy's Minister for Youth Policies, Giovanna Melandri, is spearheading a campaign to shift the Italian female model of beauty away from skeletons and toward the full-bodied look associated with actresses Sophia Loren and Monica Bellucci.
Italy has always had a solar, Mediterranean, healthy idea of beauty and of aesthetics. We are quite convinced that the fashions in Italy can do that again.
The new code of conduct includes banning models under the age of 16 and requires models to produce a certificate of good health. Those with apparent eating disorders will be barred from fashion shows. The criteria used will include the body mass index, a ratio of weight to height. The World Health Organization classifies women with an index of less than 18.5 as underweight.
The Italian fashion business is a strategic part of the global fashion business, and I am quite sure that if Italy picks up this role, it can influence the global market.
The code of conduct was drawn up by Minister Melandri and the Italian Fashion Chamber, which organizes the twice-yearly fashion shows. Its members include heavyweights Giorgio Armani, Prada, Versace, and Gucci. Director Mario Boselli says possible sanctions for designers include being left out of the fashion show calendar or even expulsion from the chamber. But Boselli acknowledges it won't be easy to apply the new code.
For example, a top model arrives in Milan, say Naomi Campbell, and I'd like to see who would dare ask her for her health certificate.
Via Condotti, Rome's fashion street, is crowded with window shoppers. A young, trim, slender woman looks longingly at a skimpy item in the glittery Prada show window.
Che giustissimo.
Silvia Montagnani won't go in because she says the sizes are always too small, even for her. She thinks the new code of conduct against skinny models is a good idea, but she's skeptical. She says designers prefer to exhibit their wares on a breadstick rather than on a real woman. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.